Part 12, Chapter 4. Now would come the usual minor recoil that followed a semi-annual firing. Johnny counted the seconds. He was panting heavily from his sprint. Windsplitter beside him was blowing, trembling. Suddenly, the ground shook. The air was rent with a splintering crash. A flash lit the sky. Recoil? Sounded more like the place had blown up. Johnny scrambled to the top of the cliff and peered over the edge. Too much recoil. By fuse, the nuclear weapons should not have gone off on Cyclo for another 10 seconds. The operations dome was still in the air, flames geysering from it. The network of wires around the platform was melting. Machines in the area were sent skidding. Cyclo operators were tumbled to the earth. Wild, aura-like sheet lightning bloomed over the transshipment scene. The compound domes were rocked, but seemed intact. The concussion was racketing across the plains. It was too soon for the bombs to go off on Cyclo. What had happened? Had they missed their target and landed their lethal cargo on some nearer space? Did this mean Cyclo armament from the home planet could still appear in the sky and crush them? But right now, the question was, had this messed up their assault plans? He looked anxiously toward the row of battle planes. The instant after recoil was their cue. He looked toward the nearby ravines. SCOT teams in camouflage radiation dress were due to sprint out of cover and take position with their weapons. That recoil might also be radioactive. And here he was with no radiation battle suit. Yay! There went the battle planes. 16 of them had been manned, each with a pilot and co-pilot. They had hidden in the planes all night. Keys to them had been placed on each seat. Up soared the battle planes. A blasting, combined roar of heavy motors. 32 Scott pilots and co-pilots. 15 planes peeled off and darted at hypersonic toward their destinations. One plane for each distant mine site on the planet. The mission was to batter and destroy them and prevent a counterattack here. One plane to act as air cover for this central mine site. Radio silence was the watchword. No warning.